Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm He Jian.
I'm Xin Jiu Lo Bei. The Chinese Foreign Ministry said today that the government of Honduras decided to establish diplomatic relations with China based on the One China principle without any preconditions. Zhang Hong tells us more.
China and Honduras signed a joint communique in Beijing yesterday on the establishment of diplomatic relations. The communique said that Honduras recognizes that there is but one China in the world. The government of the People's Republic of China is the sole legal government representing the whole of China, and Taiwan is an inalienable part of China's territory.
After the establishment of diplomatic relations between China and Honduras,China, on the basis of the One China principle and in the spirit of mutual respect, equality, and mutual benefit and common development, will actively promote mutually beneficial cooperation with Honduras in various fields to help with its economic and social development.
A spokesperson for the Taiwan Affairs Office of the State Council said today that establishing diplomatic relations with China is the correct choice for Honduras and in line with the prevailing trend.In Honduran capital Tegucigalpa, people said they believe the move will benefit their country.
We welcome China so that our country can grow. With them, we will have the opportunity of employment.
I believe that it is a beneficial relationship for the country. China will come to be the economic link with the country, will come and support us economically to develop a lot of industries and promote a lot of development.
Honduras has a population of about 10.2 million people and is in Central America. Its economy is heavily dependent on agriculture. Trade volume between China and Honduras was about $1.6 billion last year. Zhang Hong, Shanghai Live.
Today is World Theater Day, a day to raise awareness about the importance of theater arts and their role in entertainment.The Jing'an government announced today that the 2023 Modern Drama Valley will be held next month, featuring 300 performances of 23 productions. Zhang Yue brings us more.
From April 20th to May 10th, residents will be able to see Red Sorghum, a stage opera adapted from the novel by Mo Yan, the Mandarin version of Shakespeare's Hamlet, a children's drama called Peter and the Wolf,an Italian opera titled La Gioia, and Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, performed by a visiting troupe from Romania. Jing'an District Administrator says discounts will be implemented.
The maximum price of the tickets will be under 600 yuan. Additionally, there will be discounts of up to 30% on some tickets. We hope more residents will be able to see good shows and operas from home and abroad in an affordable price.
One of the biggest highlights of this year's event will be the drama bus. Actors and actresses will be performing in a bus, which will tour the district for 8 hours a day every day during the event, passing through popular sites like Jing'an Park and the Carey Center.
Residents will be able to board the bus along the route and even try the costumes and wear makeup like a professional performer. We are trying to bring people closer to art and operas.
23 productions will be performed in Jing'an theaters, on street corners, and in parks during the event. Zhang Yue, Shanghai Live.
China's major industrial firms reported a 22.9% year-on-year decline in profit during the first 2 months of the year to 887.2 billion yuan. The National Bureau of Statistics said today that the decline was due to falling revenue caused by lower market demand, which has yet to fully recover.Official data show that major industrial firms' revenue dropped 1.3% year-on-year to 19.3 trillion yuan during the period. NBS statisticians said the decline in revenue was greater than the drop in costs weighing on corporate profits. Official data also show that China's producer price index in the first 2 months dropped 1.1% year-on-year, which also put pressure on firms' profits.